The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, you're listening to the My Reality Says podcast, brought to you by My Therapist Says. We're here to discuss everything pop culture, influencers, blind gossip, and of course, reality TV. We put the tea in reality. Hi, besties. Welcome to another episode of My Reality Says.
Hello.
Hi, G. It's Nicole and G here again. This week, we are going to discuss some pop culture, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and the Kardashians.
There's lots to talk about, especially in pop culture news.
Like, what was in the air this week? It's definitely not love, because it feels like everybody is breaking up. Harry and Olivia, Devin and Kendall, SK and Raven. Like, I'm confused.
It's the good old turkey dump.
It's supposed to be cuffing season. I don't understand.
Shit gets real before the holidays.
I guess so. Who should we start with? Maybe SK and Raven. That one is just like crazy.
Shocking.
Yeah. I thought they were so cute. I was like rooting for them after the reunion. I'm like, they're one of the cutest couples.
I feel like everybody was rooting for them. They were like a fan favorite because everyone thought of all the guys, like, you know, besides Brennan, obviously, like SK was like legit a good guy.
Yeah, right? He seems so sweet and like down to earth. Like, I did not picture him as a cheater.
It's just so disappointing for people that are unaware. Like, some cheating allegations came out about SK. Some girl made a TikTok about it, I think.
Yeah, she made a TikTok basically saying they were dating like before the show, like on and off. And then he basically said like he was just going on the show for money kind of thing. And that like he still cares about her. And they were seeing each other before and after the show. And he said
him and Raven were like not for real, right?
Yeah, he said this is just like for money. It's just like a fake relationship. And the girl was like, okay, like, can I like meet this girl, Raven? And he's like, yeah, like, sure. But like, let me deal with it. And apparently she like liked some of Raven's photos and Raven was like, who the hell is this? and SK got mad being like, let me deal with this. So clearly he didn't want the two of them talking. Neither of them knew, I'm guessing.
I mean, exactly. If him and Raven were fake and Raven was in on this, then like she wouldn't care if he actually had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she'd like help him out. But the fact that Raven felt blindsided, I think, because she was like, who is this?
Yeah.
He just like, maybe it was fake for only for one of them and not Raven.
And now, so this week, they both posted, SK and Raven, the exact same joint statement. And in the statement, they claimed that they can't say much because of legal reasons.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, like, is it because the show is now suing them? It's like fake, or their contract is like broken because it's a fake relationship, or what's happening?
Or they're suing the girl pretending she's lying, or like assuming she's lying. I don't know.
Or the girl is suing them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody's suing everybody. Who knows?
I mean, those texts and pictures look pretty legit.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly she did date him and they were going on trips together and like acting like a couple. So obviously, like, it didn't seem like they were like they spoke about being exclusive, but it was kind of like an understanding, I think.
Yeah. 100%. And like, she had like timestamps, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't doubt this girl for a second.
So something like set her off that made her like come out with the story, huh?
Well, I guess it's like seeing SK after the reunion, like pretending he's
and in a still real not relationship. His bestie Raven, who's a friend only.
So I saw what broke my heart is I saw Raven deleted like all the pictures of her and SK, but she kept up the ones of her with SK's mom.
I know, that was so cute.
Yeah.
I saw that so like bad. Those some of those pictures are like her pinned pictures. Like, that's so cute.
It's really
I
sad.
I felt like, I know. Obviously, in the beginning of the show, in the pods, I thought she was, like, probably the most, like, shallow one, like, the least real one. And now she just, like, won everyone over. And she just, like, has been acting with so much class and grace and, like, you know, dignity throughout this whole experience that I'm just, like, super impressed with her.
Yeah, she really did a whole 180 there.
She's, like, the, you know... You really can't judge a book by its cover.
100%.
Or the first interaction.
And like we were saying last episode, I think, she got like a really bad edit by Netflix. Like they purposely tried to make her look bad in the beginning. So that like I always feel for reality TV stars when they come out afterwards and they're like, hey, like this is actually not how it happened. I got a bad edit.
I mean, it makes sense. You can edit anyone to look like anything.
Exactly.
Like, say anything. Okay, well, I think the most shocking, though, for the majority of people was the Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles breakup.
I mean. Did you see that coming at all? Because
I did, but not so soon.
Yeah, I agree. For me, it's always been like, is it even a real relationship?
But then at the end, it was like, okay, like so much drama has happened and it brought so much negative attention to both of them that like it just, it better be real. It has to be real because that's the worst executed fake relationship I've ever
seen. It like ruined the movie for everybody. And
exactly. Like, I don't even care to see it.
So much drama. I mean, I still want to see it, but... It's kind of like hard to take to watch the movie without thinking about all the drama. Like I'm going to be like trying to like analyze every interaction being like, oh, is Olivia mad at Florence in this scene? Like
exactly. Like it's just like there's too much going on. Like there's like a lot of like projects that have a lot of PR around them and you're like, okay, like I'm curious about it. But this was like overkill. Right.
Yeah.
And there was so much negativity and everyone was just like being like mad at each other and so many people talking shit. It was just like everything not to do when premiering a movie.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a first film you're directing.
And they say all press is good press, but I don't know about that for this situation.
I feel like everybody just agrees that this was not it for this situation.
100%.
I mean,
the fact that both of us haven't even watched it yet says something on its own because like we watch like everything.
The first week of this press, I was like, okay, that's interesting. Oh, are they hooking up? I want to watch it. I can't wait to see. Now I'm like, oh my God, do I have to watch this?
Yeah.
I feel like I already know everything about it, even though I have no idea what the movie's about.
And it's because you feel like you have an obligation to watch it that you like don't want to. It's like homework almost. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, it's like not even fun anymore because I'm like, ugh, like everyone's talking about it. Everyone lost interest in like watching it. Even if it's a really, really great movie, the whole point is lost, you know?
Yeah.
So
Lola said she loved it. And a lot of my friends
she did.
Said that they loved it. But
apparently it's a beautifully, beautifully shot movie. So apparently Olivia is actually a great director. So it just sucks even more that she kind of made herself seem kind of like, you know, the butt of so many jokes.
Yeah.
On her, like, big, huge project like that. That was supposed to be her, like, entrance into directing.
And it's, like, are people really going to want to work with her on her next projects when she's, like, known to be
so
kind
much
of,
drama.
Like, yeah, shit star drama.
Maybe if she makes them her special salad.
Oh, my God. Did she take that salad dressing with her on the way out of the breakup? That's what I need to know.
Honestly, I wonder though what happened, like who broke up with who, and like, you know, it's interesting. And I wonder what was the last straw, you know?
Was it Harry blowing a kiss at Kendall, supposedly, at the concert?
I feel like, you know, if I saw my friend, like, in the seats and I was, like, performing, I'd blow them a kiss, too, no matter who it is.
Yeah, and it's, I also like, feel like they have, like, the shortest relationship ever.
I feel like their flirtation was barely there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't feel like Kendall is the type to just, like, hold on to things. I feel like she was just, like, over it.
She's like, I'm here to have fun.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she was trying to, like, marry Harry.
I was, like, living for all of those videos. They look like they were having so much fun in the, like, true. Seats. Kylie, Haley, and Kendall.
I love their friendship.
So cute.
They're all just so cute. And, like, you know, they're awesome in their own way. And, like, yeah, they're, like, technically all Nepo babies. But, like, they're, like, really, like, you know, just, like, interesting and exciting to watch.
And I feel like they kind of own it. They're like, yeah, we are. They do. We are Nepo babies. We get it.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, still, like, awesome to, like, witness their friendship. And they've been friends for so long.
Mm-hmm. They literally grew up together.
Didn't, like, Haley and Justin and Kendall and Devin, like, go on couples vacations together and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. So cute.
So that actually brings us to our third breakup.
Kendall and Devin. I see, this is, like, a weird one to talk about because I feel like we never really got a lot of information about their relationship.
It's everything. True. Like, nobody knows anything about it.
Yeah. So I don't even know what to say about this one. I don't know who broke up with who. Like, they claim it's because of, like, their work schedules, which to me is just, like, one of those PR excuses because, like, you can, you're a Kardashian, you can, like, move your schedule around for your dating life.
Well, I'm sure it's hard. And, like, I don't even know what city he plays for. But I'm sure, like, you know, if Chloe could go visit Tristan all the time,
yeah,
I'm sure Kendall maybe can too. Even though, I don't know, I think modeling takes her around the world a lot more than, like, Chloe would have to leave, you know?
Right.
I do think she's busier than most people. And, like, it's not like her job is, like, in one place. Like, she travels the world, like.
And she has, like, 818 too, I guess.
Exactly.
And, she has lots of her real estate thing.
Yeah. So, like, I mean,
they broke up before, right? Yeah.
She does. She's, like, trying to really become a little mogul as well.
Yeah. This has been, like, rumored for a while, I think. And then there was a lot of, you know, rumors that this was a fake relationship from the get-go.
But, like, for a fake relationship, wouldn't you show more of it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you keep it, like, not so
to, like, elevate both of your, like, social standings?
Like, first of all, he's random. Just, I think he's pretty cute. But, and, like, they look so good together, but, like, they've never been seen together. It was, like, really so random. And I just don't think she would be doing, like, you know, secret couples vacations with, like, a fake relationship.
Yeah. No, they would be getting, like, Teresa.
If anything, the Harry relationship looked fake. Yeah. Compared to this one. Because, like, that one I felt like was being, like, you know, shoved in our down our throats and, like, in our face. And, like, this one is so hidden. Like, she's just, like, so secretive about it. And one thing we know about Kendall from watching this show is that the more she cares about something, the less she's going to talk about it.
Yeah. Speaking of PR relationships, I want to make a little pivot here to Pete and Emily Ratajkowski. I think is 1,000%. Stage a PR thing, the whole, like, them showing up in matching sweatsuits. I watched the video, like, a million times to analyze it.
But and do you think he would want that after Kim? I thought he broke up with Kim because of all the attention.
I mean, do we really know the real reason?
I mean, I guess not. But that is the story, you know? That he's, like, not into attention.
I think he is to be dating Emily Ratajkowski, like, this soon after. I mean, he's dated Ariana Grande, Kate Bosworth. Like, he's not going for just, like,
I'm not gonna lie, the dude has great taste because all of these women are so hot and they all look kind of similar. Like, they have the same type, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all of them are, like, 10 out
of 10. He likes his hot brunette.
Sexy brunette. Yeah. I love that.
Yes. But yeah, I watched the video and, like, she's, like, pausing before she walks to wait for like the camera to go on her to go to Pete's car. Like it was like they were like, okay, one, two, three, action. Is that the one
he drove off of?
Yeah. And then she's
like, you think that was planned?
And then she's like, yeah. And then she's like smiling at the camera. I think. And then when they get into the lobby, they like do a little hug. And it's like, okay, if you were actually trying to keep the relationship under wraps, you would hug when you get upstairs. You would like hug downstairs mm-hmm. when you know there's cameras on you. I just feel
it's
like.
It's a little weird. It's a little contrived for sure.
Yeah,
but I just thought that like the whole him driving off thing, people were just like talking about it and like laughing, saying that like he's over her like paparazzi calling and stuff, that this wasn't like his idea, that she like ambushed him with the paparazzi.
I don't know. I feel like it's all a little fishy to me. And like Emily has her podcast coming out or has come out recently. Yeah. She like wants this publicity, I think.
She was just seen with like Brad Pitt and a bunch of other guys. Yeah. Like girls living her best life.
Oh yeah. Oh. She made like some fun TikToks being like, I'm not like staying with one man right now. Basically, I'm like having fun. And
wasn't Pete like friends with her ex-husband?
There
were pictures of them.
I think so. Yeah.
Which is like, a little awkward.
They were in that same, like, hipster New York crew.
I mean, that's one way to get revenge for cheating.
Yeah.
Date is friend. But also, like, her and, like, him are friendly. So it's, like, all of it is so incestuous and weird, honestly.
Yeah. So then, like, Kim, after these pictures dropped and the clip dropped, Kim posted, like, some picture of her with flowers, and everybody was like, oh, she's doing it to make Pete jealous, oh, blah, blah, blah.
She's doing the Clueless.
Yeah. And then people were, like, freaking out that Emily liked the photo, and...
You think they're just, like, all fucking with everyone?
They're like, this helps all of us.
Yeah, like... I mean, so Kim has been dropping mad thirst traps more than usual.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Like those bikini photos. And
she has been looking amazing.
Amazing.
And then also right now, we're obviously watching the whole Pete and Kim relationship on like the Kardashians.
I know. It was so awkward that it basically happened, I think, on the same night that the episode dropped.
Yeah.
We watched kind of Pete finally come on the Kardashians.
Well, we'll talk about it in like, you know, 5 minutes once we're done with like the
pop culture
relationship talk. Yeah. But I'm really excited to get into that one because I really enjoyed that episode.
This was actually one of my favorite episodes. Back to pop culture. Another relationship related to this, Julia Fox and Kanye. Oh. I just saw like right before we filmed this that Julia Fox said that she only dated Kanye to rescue Kim.
Oh wow, thanks Julia. That's so kind of you.
I was like, what kind of revisionist bullshit is this? Like, you dated him for the clout. Like, let's be real.
That's the TikTok where she was saying that, like, she dated him and he didn't have social media and she basically ended it the second he got Twitter.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. Yeah. I feel like he was still posting when they were together, if I recall.
And also, I feel like he's the one that calls the shots when he has these PR relationships.
Yeah. No, they're like she shot into the limelight like right away as soon as she
became like an icon.
Him. Yeah,
literally.
I'm like surprised she's lasted this long after the relationship.
It was two weirdos finding each other.
Yeah. So she's full of it, I think.
I mean, I understand wanting to like disassociate yourself from Kanye's name right now.
100%.
But I feel like this is doing the opposite.
Yeah, 100%. I get that, but you can like say what he's saying is horrible and like express your discontent and anger towards him without like making it seem like you're some savior for Kim.
Yeah, like she wasn't doing Kim a favor. Like,
okay. Yeah,
unless she's like physically taking away his phone and being like, stop calling Kim. It's weird.
I doubt that.
She's like, yeah, we never talked about his marriage.
We talked about like our clothes. Dreams and goals and childcare.
Like, no, 90% clothes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She's like, what's a weird ass look? Let's talk about that.
How can we ruin this outfit?
How can I look as ridiculous as possible? Please help me.
Let's take a pair of scissors to a pair of jeans and ruin them.
Tell me those two together is not like Art Basel in a couple form.
Oh my God, literally.
Like, I can't. So, speaking of the Kardashians, back to the Kardashians. So North was seen going to Hailey Bieber's birthday party.
Yeah, that is so weird. I mean, I like Kim bringing North out to like fashion shows and stuff. I think that's kind
of
cute.
Like taking her to like, concerts of the people yeah. she loves.
But yeah. like to a birthday party when it's like only adults other than her feels a little yeah. weird to me.
It's also a PR dinner. Like, I mean, I don't think North is old enough to just be like Kim's date to these things.
Yeah. Like, what is North doing while everybody's like having adult conversations? Like, is she on her iPad at the table? Like, what's happening?
Like, it's weird. Like, I mean, if I were her, I'd be so bored.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a strange decision from
I think
Kim.
She's bringing North out into the limelight a lot more than she was before. And maybe because North is older and maybe North likes it now or like, you know, seems to not mind it. I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's some sort of agenda where she's like, you know, the Kardashians are pushing the next generation.
100%.
Obviously, because half of all of their content is their children now.
What's so interesting I've found is that they're really pushing out all the girls, all the female children, but like you don't really see much of the male children, which is kind of weird. Well, they're trying to make like mini versions of themselves, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they know the moneymakers are girls.
Yeah.
And boys can be a little boring. So like in terms of like media and fashion and all that. So also we don't see a lot of Courtney's kids in comparison.
Yeah, but we did a lot like on the show and stuff like back in the day. Like not so much anymore, but we definitely did.
No, we did when they were little, for sure. But now, I feel like it's always just like the constant duo is like, you know, True and Dream. They seem to be always together, which is like super cute. And you know how close like Chloe is with Rob. So that's nice. And like, you know, Dream is so cute. Like they're so cute together. And then, you know, you have like Stormy and Chicago a lot together.
It's really cute.
Super cute. And like, you know, they're all like such cute little girls and like they're living this like dream life of like just like having the most beautiful parties and play dates and everything is like an event. Everything is like huge and exciting. Honestly, you can say whatever you want about the Kardashians, but I really enjoy their parenting style.
I mean despite this birthday party situation, I think that's a little weird, but like I even think like Kim and North's TikToks are like the cutest thing ever.
So cute. And you can tell it's like North coming up with the trends to do and stuff, because you don't see Kim ever like gravitating towards that stuff. I feel like we're getting to that point of like Kim being like the less cool mom energy and like North is being like, hey mom, let's make it cool.
It's so funny, like she actually makes Kim like do like dance routines and everything. It's so funny.
Yeah, I love watching their TikTok. Actually, it's super cute.
It's like so chaotic how it's filmed. It kills me.
You can tell it's definitely not like the usual like pristine way, like controlled way Kim does.
It's like legit North controlling it.
Yeah, it's like big North energy.
I love it.
I think we should move on to the Kardashians since we're already talking about them.
Yes.
And we can't seem to stop.
This episode was one of my favorites, actually. We finally got to see Kim and Pete together. We finally got the Met Gala. I mean, I feel like we were leading up to that, like, this entire season.
Finally. I'm tired of hearing about it, honestly.
The Met Gala plot lasted longer than Pete and Kim's relationship, honestly.
Yeah, that's sad, first of all. Second of all, to me, it felt like this damn Marilyn saga, this whole Met Gala thing was talked about as much as like Don't Worry Darling press tour.
Right.
And I'm just like equally sick of both of them. Like I'm ready
to move on.
Yeah,
and it's like when I love this episode, but the whole like moment of her being Marilyn was like almost underwhelming because of how much we like heard about it.
Right. It was literally just like an excuse for Kim to like cosplay, I guess, as her favorite starlet. Even though I don't get the appeal of wearing the actual clothes that she wore. Like it weirds me out. I wouldn't want to do that. But I'm also like not into vintage clothes. Like it.
And I feel like she could have like revamped it in like a modern way.
She could have made like her own version, you know, like Balenciaga'd it up or something. Yes.
Or like I feel like the tone of the dress like didn't match with her skin tone. Like it kind of like washed her out. And like she could have done like Marilyn hair, but like dark or something instead of like bleaching it blonde. Exactly. Like she could have like made it her own. Yeah.
I didn't like that sleek bun. I didn't love that.
I was like, you ruined your hair. You did all of this just so you can put it up in a bun. Like,
yeah, the commitment was real, though.
I can't believe me. She pulled that off. I mean, or like, her team pulled it off, more like it.
I mean, yeah, but she really personally committed to it. Like, the diet, the hair, the hours spent working on this. Like, I hope I have this kind of commitment to my wedding.
Yeah, for real.
Like, she, like, just, like, went wild. So, my thought is that I loved watching them getting ready together for the Met Gala and so finally cute. Attending together. And you can tell how excited they were.
I love that also. I love, like, all the behind-the-scene moments. Like, Kendall, like, peeing scene was kind of funny.
I was dying. I'm like, she's not going to do it. I'm like, she's not going to do it. How? I'm like,
the bridesmaid reference killed me. I was
How do you aim into a bucket? I don't get it. In, like, a huge dress. You know there was some pee on that skirt. Like, I don't get it.
She's walking around the Met Gala smelling like pee.
Like, it is wild. And, like, you know, the trust you have with your team to be able to do that. And they're just like, here, we'll take care of it after. Don't worry, just pee in it.
As like, someone who, like, can't pee in front of, like, another person, even if, like, a friend is in the stall with me, like, that could never be me.
No, I would die. Like, I would just be frozen. I'd be like, this is not happening. Nothing's coming out. I can't do it.
Yeah, 100%.
Put this away. Like, it was amazing. I actually didn't expect her to do it, but it was actually impressive that she did because she's usually so reserved.
It's like a humanizing moment for Kendall, for sure.
Honestly, it is. And I did enjoy her outfit and, like, you know, only she can, I think, probably carry a skirt that big and, like, full.
Yeah, no, she looked amazing. Chloe looked amazing also. I like really felt for her because I was just like, if she wanted to wear those sunglasses, I feel like she should have. And it was kind of like annoying to me. I felt like Kim was kind of trying to control her a little bit too much.
But I also feel like she was, but do not think she was like trying like to make it not a regrettable experience for her. It's like, oh, you're gonna look at those pictures and you're gonna wish you had some pictures without the glasses.
Yeah, but she could like have them on, she could take them off. Like if she could have like taken them off if she felt comfortable on the carpet and held them. Like, I don't know. Like, it was weird because like Pete showed up in sunglasses Kim's date, and I'm like, so Pete can wear sunglasses, but Chloe can't.
I don't think she could control Pete, honestly.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe she knows her sister well enough to know that like Chloe was like anxious leading up to it, but then she like rocked it without the glasses and was fine.
Yeah, no, she looked amazing. And her body is just like insane.
I thought it was so cute that like, you know, they were all making such a big deal about Chloe going. So I honestly, I'm not sure she was invited before. Because this seems to be like, you know, they were all getting her ready for prom. Like, it was like a big deal. And they were so cute about it. And they were all trying to be so supportive. They're like, oh my God, Chloe, you look amazing. Oh my God, Chloe, your dress. Oh my God, Chloe, this. And Kim was like, share my glam. Like, this whole thing.
Yeah.
It was so cute and like sisterly and like, you know, exciting for them. And it was exciting to watch. It was like contagious.
One thing I didn't like, I agree with you, but one thing I didn't like was when Kim was like, looking at Chloe's outfit and she's like, you look so gorgeous. Who even are you? I feel like it's like a backhanded compliment to be like,
that you're never. Who are you?
Yeah. It's like, just compliment her.
I feel like she didn't mean it, but it just came out really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, I mean, we say that all the time. It's like, oh my God, who even are you? Like, you look like a supermodel.
Are you real?
Like, you're clearly not a supermodel. Like,
yeah.
But like, you know, we're not lying. Like, yeah, Chloe's beautiful, but she's not a model. Like, it makes sense.
I know. And I just feel like because Chloe was like already like a little insecure, like she could have been like a little bit more careful with her words.
It did seem very like Kim was a mother of the group.
Right. 100%. And like the way she was controlling everybody. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Like the way she glam was... room. I was like, you're scaring me.
And like in the car when she's like, where's my fitting room? We have to go back. We have to do this. Mm-hmm. Take out your umbrellas. Like she was just like, chop, chop, chop. Let's go.
I was like, you're stressing me out. I need to take a Xanax or something after watching this. Like,
but I enjoyed it because this couldn't be me. Like she was getting shit done. And you could see her like how she's such a like – businesswoman, and like when she puts her mind to something, she like, you know, does whatever to make it happen, and she like doesn't take no for an answer. It's refreshing to see a celebrity deal with their own problems and like problem solve for themselves.
Yeah, that's true. I feel
like everyone else is like, oh, like I'm gonna wait for my team to figure this out. Oh, oops, they fucked up.
I feel like though my energy would definitely be Courtney's, where she's 100%. I'm showing up with Travis. I'm chilling. Like the contrast between Kim going to an event with Pete. She was like,
don't get me wrong.
Almost like that, ignoring him in a sense because she cared so much about like herself and her outfit and like everything going like right.
Accessory.
100% versus like Travis and Courtney were like a moment together.
Like experiencing it together versus like, okay, you wear this, stand here, I need you for this. Like
100%. Yeah. And like in the car, like when she was freaking out about like the parking situation or whatever, drop off. I was like, what is Pete doing? Like, they didn't show him at all. Like, he's just, like, sitting there awkwardly while
probably
she's,
just, like in the sun. He's going to get stressed out. Like, nobody wants to be around someone who's, like, that high strung in the moment when something doesn't work out.
And, like, I'm wondering if that, like, was one big thing why they didn't, like, work out. Because I feel like
he's so chill.
He's such a chill guy. He's, like, making jokes. Like his joke about, like, going to the Nickelodeon and getting slimed. Like, he's, like, not about all of the, like...
Exactly. I feel like she's so, like, you know, controlled and, like, so, like things a certain way. Plans everything out to the last detail. I'm shocked she's not a Virgo, honestly, because she's like a little bit anal.
She must have it somewhere in her chart.
Yeah, definitely. She has like a Virgo rising or something. Like, I don't know. I need to look it up because I don't understand how someone is that anal and just like is so like, you know, okay with it. Like, this definitely wouldn't be my energy going to any event.
No.
Like, I would be way more chill. But like, I know people that are like that and they're just stressful to be around.
It's like, I know it's the Met, but it's like, it's one night, relax, like things.
And it's not even your first one.
Yeah.
It's definitely not your last one either. Like, you know.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot more after this.
Yeah. Like, I hope the next one, the next one is the Karl Lagerfeld theme, right?
Oh my God. I'm so excited for that one.
That one will be epic.
Iconic.
Like, I hope she does something super exciting for that one.
Oh, she for sure will.
I think she should go with Chupette.
I love that.
But, like, honestly, I loved watching that. I thought Kylie was, like, you know, doing the whole off-white Virgil thing was so cute, too. And she kept saying how she looks like a bride. It's my wedding. It's my wedding. And I was like, oh, my God, girl, it's sad.
I feel so bad.
She was basically wearing a wedding look.
Yeah, I thought she looked amazing. Her energy was good going through it. She was like chilling. Yeah. One more thing I forgot to say about Courtney and Travis. Like, I love them, but like, do we have to see the tongue thing? Like,
They finally explained why they're doing it, right?
Because I know, but like, lipstick,
but it's kind of gross. It's still kind of gross. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's just like, hug me or like blow a kiss or like.
I still can't get over how much I hated their outfit. I cannot get over it. It was even more appalling in video. It was the most unflattering thing they could have put on Courtney.
Yeah, no, I did not love
like
it.
Courtney has such a beautiful body, and like she looked so awkward, and like the proportions were out of whack.
It was just like so much fabric, and not flattering.
The skirt was swallowing her. Like, it was strange. And I just felt like she, like, cares so little that she's like, oh, whatever. I'm going to put on whatever.
She, like, rolled out of bed and was like.
Yeah. She's like, whatever you give me, I'll put on. It's fine.
Another thing about them that I'm really upset about with the show is that we're not getting their wedding this season. I'm so angry.
I thought that was the season finale. What the
fuck? How? How are they dragging this out to be a whole other season? Is this going to be like the Met where they're going to be planning the wedding for the whole third season? I cannot.
Like, do we know for sure if they're going to show it next season?
I'm pretty sure because we didn't see it in the finale preview.
No, I know.
It wasn't in the like.
But I mean, like, are they filming it or are they like keeping it private?
Oh, yeah. See, that I'm not sure about because I did hear Courtney say something in a, like an interview that like she isn't sure if she wants to like film it or like publicize it.
Honestly, I mean, they've shown everything so far. They've shown a lot more than I thought they would. So I hope they do.
They showed like in the birth room, like when I think it was when Chloe
she pulled out her baby.
Birth. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure you can show your wedding.
Yeah. Honestly, like, this would be so annoying seeing all these trips to Italy and not seeing the big reveal.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think Kris Jenner would do us dirty like that.
I know. And it's like, you're going to give us all these little tidbits and not the final moment. Like,
and I feel like Courtney is actually down to be showing things with Travis because she's so open about this relationship. I think she's so chill about it. She, like, doesn't care. She's like, yeah, sure, I'll show you. Whatever. Let's share my happiness.
100%. Speaking of next episode, I think we are finally getting baby names.
Oh my God. I'm praying. This is getting ridiculous. And honestly, like, what's wrong with them? Just share the name. Like, drop the name.
Like, it's
what are they waiting for?
I don't know. I mean, I've kind of lost interest, but at least we're finally getting it.
I actually forgot, my favorite scene was when they were done the Met Gala and then they came back to the hotel and then like Kim was all like, oh, Pete, do you want to take a quick shower? And I'm like, I don't get that. So everyone's there like in the room. Like,
yeah.
You have people come like helping you out of your outfit.
Also, one thing I noticed was she said, let's go take a shower. But then, like, 2 minutes later, she came out. Her makeup was fully done. Like,
well, yeah, because she did, like, a whole other photo shoot after eating pizza and donuts.
I'm like, so you weren't really showering together. Is showering code for
but
quickie?
Like, that's very quick. Like, even she said how quick that was. But I thought I loved seeing like all the pizza and the donuts that they ordered and celebrating they did on the floor. Like, it was so cool.
I wanted to come to that after party.
I know, seriously. First of all, I'm dying for some New York pizza. And I'm also dying for
those donuts. Those looked amazing.
Oh, I had no idea you could have that whole setup in your hotel room. That's what I want for my next party. That's amazing.
Oh my God, it looked so good.
I feel like Kim and I have very similar tastes in food. Because for every like event or whatever, she always either does a little baby donuts or the beignets.
Oh, yeah. Beignets.
Yeah. Beignets. Yeah. And I love that. When I lived in LA, I discovered them and I was like, this is amazing. And they're basically donuts.
And when I went to New Orleans, like, it was like all I ate the entire time I was there.
I just like love that she was like, you know, really celebrating.
Yeah, no, it was nice to see them all together just chilling and like decompressing after that whole crazy experience.
And like when they say like, you know, Kris Jenner always like goes up first and then waits at the top of the steps for her girls and it's just so cute.
That was so cute. Like, she came so early and she was just like watching them and like
I just imagine her pride as a mother at seeing what her like, you know, daughter's accomplished and like there's no greater happiness, I think, for a mother to, like, see her daughters thrive like that.
And especially because she's been, like, so instrumental in, like, their success, too. It's like, she's like, yay, I created this.
Can she be instrumental to our success?
Hit us up, Kris.
Any
we are ready to be adopted.
Seriously. Well, I thought that was like probably one of my favorite episodes of this season. So I don't know if the next one's gonna top that. The preview didn't seem too exciting.
Yeah.
Except for the baby name.
Yeah. I mean, this whole season overall, I would give it like a B minus or
B. Like, it's just like not particularly exciting, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be interesting if like next season or whatever, the season after, they showed like, you know, the actual turmoil that Kim is probably going through now with the whole Kanye and divorce and everything.
Yeah. They need to start showing like more of their personal lives instead of just like their just business ventures and stuff. Like, I don't want everything to just be an ad.
No, it just seems like it's like basically a trailer for I'm a boss bitch. Look, I'm I work.
But I also hate fame at the same time and I get anxiety. Like, that's like the show in two sentences.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to Real Housewives because that was amazing.
I was living for the choir scenes. Like, this whole episode was so camp.
Any episode where I get to see Lisa sing, I'm super into it.
Okay, I need her singing in like every scene. I want her on Spotify, Apple. She deserves a Grammy.
I agree. I think she's amazing. Also, my favorite thing is that every time someone talks about her, whether she's in the room or not, they literally will always just say her full name, which is amazing to me. Lisa Barlow. Hey, Lisa Barlow. I just feel like that's just her name, like Lisa Barlow. That's like her first name.
It's iconic.
Even when like Seth was talking to her husband, he's like, well, don't you think Lisa Barlow did this? And I'm like, what?
Oh my God. And then it's so funny when she's like in her house and it's like the family scenes with Lisa, it always seems like she has like a script prepared and she's like watching them like say the right lines and she's like,
rehearsed, right?
And then like one of her sons, I can't remember his name, Jack?
Yeah.
One of them like always goes like off script and and she's and like giving them like, the dirty look being like, what are you doing?
No, 100%. Like, it's so funny to me because, like, it always opens up with, like, you know, her, like, house scene. Like, them just, like, interacting with each other. And out of, like, all the housewives, that seems the most, like, fake. Like, they just, like, look like they're bad actors.
Yeah. Like, John looks, like, so awkward. Like, he's, like, like, not again.
Pre-planned.
Like, and Lisa's just, like, smiling ear to ear.
Because we know how Lisa acts when she's actually being real and then when she's, like, rehearsing, like, like acting out a script. And, like, she's, with her kids, she's always, like, acting like a mom.
Like, it's like an AI of a housewife.
Yeah. It's, like, really strange because, like, I don't think they're good enough actors to pull it off. So it's funny. Yeah.
And it's, like, it's so funny because I feel like everybody realizes, like, that Lisa is just, like, this caricature.
I think she just, like, wants control of her image so much that, like, she, like, does it. They don't have enough experience to maybe, like, do it more natural.
And that's why the scenes when she loses control
are so funny.
They're the best. The best.
I was getting similar vibes from when Meredith was, like, with her sister in the kitchen. And they were like, oh, white bean salad. Okay, sounds delicious. White bean salad.
I'm going to make some white bean salad.
Are you going to make a salad? They sound identical.
Different. Yeah, how?
I'm so confused. I couldn't tell. Like, if I wasn't watching, I couldn't tell who was speaking. And I'm like, how do they both speak the same way?
if I wasn't. Like, I was just so confused. It was giving amazing. Me the same energy as Alexia and Kyle in Beverly Hills.
They sound the same if you close your eyes.
Yeah.
And it's incredible to me. So, like, you know, I could tell by, like, you know, Meredith's sister and stuff and, like, her, like, children would be, like, a little uncomfortable with the camera because they're not used to it. So, like, they have a reason to sound kind of rehearsed. But, like, Lisa Barlow doesn't.
No. No, she loves the rehearsed lines. I feel like she's like, okay, lights, camera, action, go.
I also feel like it's so awkward. Like, how does it work? Like, does the camera crew just walk into a room and they're like, okay, action, you guys go, start talking about random shit. And, like, just freestyle it. Yeah. And then they start being like, well, as you know, it was a really, like, tough year for our family. What happened was, and they're, like, explaining to each other as if they don't know. But yeah, they're really explaining it to the viewer.
That's how, like, you know it's, like, one of the scripted scenes.
I'm like, this seems, like, not very unnatural because he wouldn't be talking like that. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I know Lisa would be yelling at Jack, like, I'd rather college them talk, if this right. was a real scene.
I'd rather them talk normal and then, like, in the cutaways, like, in the interviews, explain what they were talking about. Like, right. Oh, this happened, like, blah, blah, blah. That's why we were saying that.
That feels so much more natural.
It's just really funny. I find, like, a lot of the Salt Lake Housewives do sound a little scripted at times.
Yeah. One thing I thought is really funny is that I feel like they're shoving all the, like, friends of again down our throat. Like,
oh god!
And now we were introduced to their husbands too, and I'm like okay, I can't keep Dana?
up. Who's Dana? Who's the other NG? Who are these people?
I can't keep up. Honestly.
And, like, you know, clearly they're, like, intertwined in this group off screen. And I'm just like, you all know each other. You all have opinions about each other. There's a lot of drama there that nobody's aware of. Like,
yeah, no, I'm, like, not really interested in their drama.
Like, I don't care. I don't care that Dana thinks that Jen Shah's bullying someone. Like nobody cares.
It's like there's too many, like, little side drama plots that, like, it makes that episode, like, really hard to follow, I find.
Do you know why I think they're doing that, though? Because the core group this season is so small. There's only, like, four of them.
I get that, but I feel like they carry so well on their own. Like, in
in some of those drama scenes, for all of them.
In, like, the scenes in Arizona when it was just them, like, they killed it.
I agree. I think they're super entertaining on their own. Like, all of their personalities are so huge and so different that they're, like, super fun to watch. You don't need random little neighbors popping in and be like, oh my god, we did this, Shah exposed. Like, what are you doing? You're definitely just trying to get on the show.
And then, like, the husbands, they had their whole, like, meet up this episode.
That was the saddest barbecue of all time.
Why did they have, like, only, like, 3 plates of food? No, like, sides.
No drinks.
No drinks.
What? And then, guys, like, get together and not have a drink and have to sit there and have meat with water and, like, be, like, have this awkward-ass conversation on camera.
I was like, these guys are really going through it. Like, this was so uncomfortable to watch. And then, like, even when John and Seth went outside to talk, they were just, like, standing. I was like, you guys, so you're not going to have, like, a chair to sit down? Like, what was the budget for this scene?
I feel like they don't have enough content because we don't get, like, husband scenes on any other franchise
other than, like, Jersey, like, really,
like, these husbands are, like, really just, like, shoved in front of the camera a lot, and, like,
and they're
cares.
Like, they're not interesting to watch, like,
no, they don't just have
kind of, like, repeating stuff that already, like, we already know about, like, Whitney's husband was just talking about him being laid off again.
Yeah.
Like, Coach Shah was just talking about the, like, trial. Like, nothing
they don't
new
have their own
came
thing.
Out. Yeah.
Also, they're not as, like, sassy and gossipy as, like, the Beverly Hills Housewives husbands.
Or the Jersey ones.
Like, yeah. They don't have, like, those personalities. They literally look like versions of each other. I can't even tell them apart when they're all together. I'm just like, who's this? What's he talking about? Like, they just are so meh as characters. Yeah. Like, not everyone's meant for television.
Their, like, wives are, like, forcing them to be here kind of energy.
Exactly. So, like, you know, I just, like, feel like, okay, like, guys, we need to film. We need more content. So, here.
Just go into this mini barbecue.
Yes. Have a sad barbecue. Like, what's happening? The way that whole table was set. Like, literally, even my boyfriend was like, I don't get it. Is that how he's hosting people? What's happening? Where's, like, anything? There's nothing there.
At this little, like, sad, tiny table.
These men look so uncomfortable. They're like, why are we here? Are we getting paid enough for this?
And then, like, that awkward as fuck conversation between Seth and John, like, that was just so painful to watch. And
your wife said this. Well, Lisa Barlow said this. Like, bro.
You guys, your wives both said the same thing.
I mean, I don't know. I really wouldn't want my husband involved in that, in my drama. I think it's a little cringe. But they're both like, instead of just being like, okay, like, let's like, you know, we're friends, so let's just like stay friends, they're just like, no, well, you did this and she did this first.
I feel like Seth was kind of living for the drama more than John was. Like, John was kind of like
Seth always is.
Like,
John seems like really over it.
Yeah, like when Seth found out about the Instagram account, I feel like he was like, wait, no, tell me more.
Yeah, he was like, what now? You can do that? Why haven't I thought of
it? Oh my god. I could totally see him making one.
He looked a little jealous.
Yeah, he's like, wait, have we been interacting on mine and yours?
Exactly. So like, and John Barlow just always looks so over it. He's like, why do we have to do the show?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely team John, like, in that interaction. Seth was saying to John that, like, when he saw Meredith, John was avoiding her. And then I was like, okay.
What is he supposed to do? Come up to her and, like, hold her? Like, what?
And it's not like you went up to Lisa, Seth. Lisa went up to you.
And you didn't really, you weren't particularly nice to her.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I was kind of annoyed by him in that situation. Just, like.
I just, like, I get bored, honestly. I don't want to watch their scenes. Like, I'm not there for the husbands. Like, I don't, honestly, frankly, give a fuck what they have to say. For the most part, if, like, their wives are not in the scene, you know? Yeah. It's, like, so awkward.
Especially friend of husbands. I was like, who are you? Like,
who are you? And then, like, next episode, they were like, oh, there's going to be more Dana drama. Like, nobody cares. Who's Dana?
No, I don't want
Where did she come from?
Like the drama with Heather and the informant and stuff. Oh my god, or with Jen, I mean, sorry, oh Jen,
Heather and Whitney's fight again, it's a fight about nothing. Like, they're just dragging on these fights that, like, people forget what they're fighting about.
I'm so excited to know what the black eye is from.
Oh my god, right? Also, I hope it's not from Beauty Lab.
Yeah, that's a bad advertisement if I've ever heard.
Right. I don't, like, punched her.
My theory, because she keeps, like, manhandling Lisa, or sorry, Whitney.
Like Whitney clocked her in the face.
Whitney finally fought back.
I feel like if that was the case, she would have sued her.
You think?
For assault. Probably.
No, there's been, like, actual,
I mean, they do kind of fight.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's like a pretty bad bruise. I don't know. I feel like maybe she fell because she was running around being crazy.
Like, but then it looked like someone was like trying to get into her room in that scene, like as if someone did something and she like locked them out. Mm. So like maybe someone did something to her as an accident. I don't know.
Looks like it hurt, and I can't wait to see why and how that happened. And then the whole, like, Whitney thing, I just, like, I could just listen to her talk all day. That's all I want.
I just want to hear the fills and the hills and the rills.
I just, like, love that.
You know she has a podcast right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, I found my new podcast. It's happening. She's just so funny. Like, I mean, I think she's stunning, first of all. I think she's funny as hell. I do like that she addressed that she's, like, a drama queen. And she, like, creates unnecessary drama all the time as a way of getting attention.
I like that she finally realized that. And she's, like, taking ownership for it.
That she's the cause of all these fights, basically.
Yeah. And, like, I'm really annoyed with Heather that she's just, like, not having a conversation,
Heather's
really,
being
with
me. A little iffy. Like, I don't know what it is. But she's acting a little different. Something's going on. I feel like something is happening in her life.
So my theory is that because she's, like, writing her book about being a bad Mormon, she's, like, going through it. Because, like, being Mormon for her is, like, really, like, a part of her identity. And she, like, obsesses over, like, being a bad Mormon. Yeah. And then she has Whitney coming and saying, like, I'm leaving the Mormon church altogether. That, like, maybe set her off. She's going through some, like, she's just going through it, basically.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, she seems like it. Like, I hope, I don't know. I hope at the end of the season we get like a resolution because I'm tired of this drama.
Yeah, same.
Everyone is like calling each other a liar, and honestly, nobody cares at this point.
There's like almost too many like fights going on.
Can we talk about Lisa Barlow and Meredith tweeting at each other?
Like,
what the hell is happening? Like, those passive aggressive tweets were so funny.
So please stop aggressive. Tweeting at me.
I have work to do.
And Meredith being like, well, I also have work to do.
Can we both get back to our work? Like, what are you talking about? God. Why are you talking and to each other? And
then Meredith announced that she's like no longer going to be on Twitter anymore.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
I mean, Twitter will be a lonely place without her.
For real. What else happened?
I feel like really it was just a husband lunch and the horrible, horrible choir practice where they're screaming at each other as people are singing.
Oh my God, no. Oh my God. I was living for that scene. Like,
it was amazing.
The production, the like whole campness. Honestly, of it. Like, the
producers are so messy.
I'm obsessed with them. It's like the Salt Lake, they're amazing.
I think it's the most ridiculous one, honestly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It is, like, I don't know. I don't know how many episodes there are left, but I hope there's some new drama that starts up. I do hope they introduce some new people next season, because I feel like right now there's not enough people. They keep forcing people we don't like on us.
Yeah, I don't want those, like, friend of girls to be, like,
well, apparently they're going to hire two of them, so I don't know.
Oh God, I really hope it's not like Angie the two Harrington.
Yeah, like, the two Angies.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Honestly, it's a little annoying. And like, everyone has an issue with Angie Harrington. And I don't know what the deal is. Like, I feel like we don't live in Salt Lake City. We don't know what this inner gossip drama is. So like, it's hard to keep up because a lot of it is just like their personal shit that's not on TV.
Yeah. I feel like they need to do full-on, like...
Recast?
Not a full-on recast, but they need, like, new people in for sure.
I cannot live without Meredith and Lisa Barlow. And
oh, my God, no. No.
Those, I like the core, like, people.
That, like, core group, like, is amazing. They could just be the show on its own, honestly, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Jen Shaw, however.
Yeah.
Oh, her sentencing is coming up.
December 15th, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see what happens there.
I wonder what she
gets. I don't think it's looking good.
I mean, I don't know. It's scary. If I were her, I'd be terrified.
Hello? G, you cut out.
Oh. Okay, am I back?
Yeah, you're back now.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I think you said...
I said, if I were her, I'd be very nervous and scared.
Yeah, 100%. She, I think, has a lot against her. Everyone below her, I think, has taken plea deals. So
I'm going to make her the good fall guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's like the kingpin. Leader. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to really miss her on the show. I do hope, she gets so the justice funny she deserves. But she's, like, wildly entertaining to watch.
Yeah, we need her to have her on, like, Watch What Happens Live from prison or something.
We need to have her back, like, the way, Teresa came back after jail. We need that kind of comeback.
No, I 100% think she needs to come back.
So I think that's all we have for this week. We talked about... we have to discuss the rest of buying Beverly Hills next time.
Yes. Next episode, we have a lot of thoughts about that. I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll be back next week with another episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us 5 stars if you like.
Thank you. Bye, besties.
Bye, besties.